In Afghanistan, several groups of fighters loyal to Osama bin Laden were reported to have been captured today. Others are said to have fled or debated over two-way radios whether to surrender. For weeks, U.S. warplanes and the tribal forces of the Eastern Alliance have attacked the fighters' bases in the White Mountains of Afghanistan's Tora Bora region. U.S. Special Forces are also involved in the operation to close down the al-Qaeda terrorist network and capture Osama bin Laden. NPR's Ivan Watson is in the eastern Afghan city of Jalalabad. Ivan, how accurate are these reports of surrender by fighters loyal to bin Laden?
Lisa, our only source of information here on the ground around Tora Bora are the Afghan commanders, the warlords who are leading their ground troops on the ground against al-Qaeda. And they are notorious for contradicting each other. Today, I spoke with Afghan commanders. Everyone I spoke to seemed to have a different account of how many fighters were surrendering, what their nationality was, how many groups of fighters could be surrendering. There were reports of Chechens fleeing Tora Bora towards the Pakistani border on mule, one by one, two by two. So it was very difficult to make any sense of all this misinformation and rumor mongering. One thing was clear, we saw no al-Qaeda fighters coming down the mountain from the battlefield.
Well, how much resistance is there still from the pro-Bin Laden fighters?
This is difficult to tell because the Afghans have been keeping journalists away from the front line and from the battlefield. Occasionally, you can hear the pop of gunfire, the exchange of gunfire, the thud of mortar rounds. Now, yesterday, the Afghans invited journalists up to a ridge that had been captured by Afghan guerrillas. Snipers opened fire on journalists and Afghan fighters on this ridge. The ridge was struck by an American airstrike shortly after that, and still, within the following half hour, there was more sniper fire coming from the same position that had been hit by a massive American airstrike. So these al-Qaeda fighters fight back even when they're in terrain that has been completely devastated by American bombs.
Ivan, we're approaching the end of the Muslim holy month of Ramadan. Are you seeing any changes in the way people are behaving? Are they celebrating as they normally would at this time?
Absolutely. We're approaching a huge holiday, the biggest holiday for Muslims. It's Eid al-Fitr, which begins tomorrow. In Jalalabad, children are shooting off fireworks every couple of minutes. Music's playing. People are out in the streets. There's really a celebratory spirit here. There is also talk about the drama that's taking place just 25 miles to the south. And there is discussion about whether or not it's appropriate for Americans to be bombing fellow Muslims on Tora Bora. So in the midst of this holiday, there is interest and a lot of discussion about the fighting going on to the south.
NPR's Ivan Watson in Jalalabad, Afghanistan. Thank you, Ivan.
Thank you, Lisa.